Static. Shift.
Yes, yes, my friends. That time has come again. Welcome to the back half of the day. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. I'll be right here, spinning records and keeping you company all the night through. Other people might be dreaming right now, but not us. No, we're wide awake here in the dark. But a funny thing, doesn't everything seem a little less real, a little more dreamlike once the sun goes down? It's something to ponder, isn't it?
Hey, Corey, come on, wake up.
What? Mandy, where am I? We're home.
Baby, you were having a dream again, I think. Are you okay?
Yeah. I think. No, I'm okay. Mandy, they're getting worse.
I thought that new doctor was helping. Ugh, I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something to help.
It was getting better. For at least a month since I started seeing him. Maybe you just need to give it more time. They said it might take a while, so...
But how much more time? Every time this happens, it seems like it's harder on you. You look 10 years older than you did 6 months ago. You're exhausted when you're awake.
Yeah, that's not the worst part. Being tired, I can live with, but... this one, man. Mandy, this was the worst one yet.
What happened?
It was... I was here... Except it wasn't here. I know how that sounds, but it wasn't just like every other dream. There were details. Little things that told me it wasn't here.
I don't think I understand. What do you mean it wasn't here?
It's hard to describe, but... Okay. See, right over on your side of the bed, that little scuff from when we were moving in, it's about an inch long.
Yeah, you dropped your side of the headboard.
Yeah, right there. In this dream, I was lying right here, in bed, and I looked over and... The scuff wasn't there. Just like it never happened. Never existed.
How? Well, that doesn't really mean anything, right? Things are different in dreams all the time. It doesn't mean anything.
No. It wasn't just that scuff mark on the wall. I kept looking around. I just started to realize that everything was just a little different. Like, everything was just shifted over from where it is right now.
Shifted over?
Yeah. It's like if you just looked around the room and picked one detail of everything you see and change it. Just a little. Make the color of the walls a little different. Maybe the floor has brown carpet instead of green. or the dresser has four rows of drawers, not three.
That's really weird. But I still
Mandy,
don't...
Mandy, I didn't belong there. I felt like I was an intruder. Everything I could see told me I was in almost the right place. But I felt the place trying to push me out.
Corey, we need to do something. I can't keep watching you go through this night after night.
I'll be okay, I think. I can call Dr. Ross in the morning.
The morning? No, you're calling him now. I was there when he said call me anytime, day or night.
No, I don't want to bother him. It's so late, and...
No, he's a doctor. This is what he does. Call him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You've reached the offices of Ross & Associates. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Corey Davidson. I'm a patient of Dr. Ross. And I'm having a hard time right now. Is he available?
Please hold, Mr. Davidson.
Is he there?
I'm on hold.
Thank you for holding, Mr. Davidson. I'm putting you through to Dr. Ross right now.
Thank you.
Corey, thank you for calling. It's important that you reach out whenever you need to. Now, let's get to work on getting you feeling better, hmm? Why don't we start with you telling me about what's happening tonight?
The dreams aren't going away. They're getting worse, more intense. I was just telling Mandy about it. I was in the bedroom, but it wasn't my bedroom. It wasn't my anything. I was in a place that was familiar, but definitely not where I belonged.
Oh? And how did you know this place wasn't where you belonged?
There were all these little details. Things that were just a tiny bit different in some way. And there was a feeling of... like I just didn't belong there.
Fascinating. And that must have been unsettling. I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
It was way past unsettling. I just plain did not belong there. I could feel it all through me.
What was the source of this feeling that you didn't belong there?
Source? There was no source. It was everything, everywhere. My feet didn't belong with that floor. My lungs weren't supposed to breathe that air. My eyes weren't supposed to see those colors. But all of those things happened.
Corey, I need you to understand how very brave you are in bringing this to me. Now tell me, have you been taking your medication like we talked about?
Every day, just like you said.
Good, good. Now, I know this may seem unorthodox, but you need to start taking a double dose. Take one in the morning and then one about an hour before bed every day. I'll also need to see you soon. In the morning, if you can make it in.
A double dose. Doctor, are you sure? I've been having some of the side effects you mentioned, and it's really just...
Corey, if you want your condition to improve, I need you to follow my directives. Do you understand?
Yeah. I'm just... the side effects, and then the dreams getting worse. I just don't know how long I can...
Listen to me. Your employer is sponsoring the whole of your treatment. My methods are unconventional, yes, but that's exactly why I'm the one treating you. All those other doctors you spent years, thousands of dollars, and for what? Are you better? Were you cured?
No. No, they didn't do anything. You know that.
That's right. Nothing. Now, please, stop being so emotional so we can help you.
I guess I can come in tomorrow. Can be there around 9?
Now, that sounds more like someone who wants to get better. Be sure to take that extra dose before you go to sleep.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Terrific, Corey. Just... Yes, it's him. Tomorrow morning. Sorry, just conferring with one of my colleagues. Tomorrow morning. I'll see you then. Rest up, Corey. Tomorrow is the beginning of the end of your troubles.
I hope so. Good night, and thanks.
See you in the morning.
So, what did he say?
Said he wants to see me in at 9 tomorrow morning.
That's all?
Well, that, and then he wants me to start doubling the medication. One in the morning, one at night.
Are you sure that's a good idea? You've been getting those headaches from them. Won't it get worse?
I don't know. But work is paying for the whole thing. You know, we could never afford this if we were paying for it. We're barely making rent as it is.
I know you're right, but something about this seems off. I mean, that medication, it's experimental. They still don't even know the long-term effects. And now you're supposed to take a double? I don't know.
I need to get better. I need to get past this. I think this is the best chance we have.
I hope you're right, babe.
They say time flies when you're having fun. And that must be true, because it's time for me to vacate the premises as we close the book on another chapter of our nocturnal story. Be good to each other, be safe, and keep chasing those dreams. And be careful about the ones that chase you. Static Ship, Episode 5, Dreamland. Featuring the talents of Tiffany Magnuson, Rob Sogomonian, Danielle Card, Aaron Sikalski, and Jason Tibor. Static Shift was written, directed, and produced by Jason Tibor in association with Articulate Studios. This has been an Articulate Studios production.
I'm on hold.